My fruit, this is where I make my words, my pleas, and this is where you take them from me, or threaten to. My fruit, what you capture, what you make yours, with your hand, with your cock. Just because you like to hear me gasp or gag when I give you my breath. Though you say I'm yours completely, and I am, I give my fruit to you. My skin, my sound, my life. I feel your fingertips on my neck, stroking me the way you stroke me everywhere. Softly, tenderly, lovingly. And I feel my breath at a distance already leaving me, as I wait and wonder what will change. I feel your hand now, wrapping around my fruit, pressing harder, as you tell me wordlessly, because we have no use for words now, that you have the power to take me, to take my breath, my soul, my life. Bring fear to my eyes. Make me your dance partner as you move me across the floor. My willing ginger to your thread. My heels dragging across the floorboard, stopping with a start when my back hits the wall. It's a little waltz of death and of love, this dance of ours. Can I say stop if I have no breath to speak? Yes, I can blink. I can move my legs. Or collapse like a broken doll while you hold me in your arms. You don't need my words to hear my no. This is how well you knew me. You run your fingers slowly up my neck, raise my chin up, and I refuse you. You can't have my eyes, I tell you. They don't belong to you. Take my fruit. It's only my breath. I don't want control or consent. I gave them to you a long time ago. I gave you my trust. I let you play with my fear. It makes you hard. It makes me weak. It leaves marks and rules my wardrobe of scarves and turtlenecks. It reminds me that rosebuds will bloom tomorrow or the next day. Let me breed you in now. One more time. Maybe the last time tonight. Before you close my fruit and...